Every team's goal is to see improvement throughout the regular season. HSDW's boys golf team is working to reach that mark, especially after shooting a 195 in their dual loss to Trainer on Monday. Both Caden Jorgensen and Nick Denning finished off the day with a 48 through 9 holes, but came up short to Trainer's medalist Ethan Cones, who shot a 38. Head coach Aaron Allspach is looking to get back to how his boys shot against Audubon, as they now have an opportunity to get better tonight.
We're improving. We kind of took a step back from last Friday's night's meet at Audubon. We, as a team, had a pretty good average. A few of us were right there in the mix. Trainer's really tough, so they have some guys that shot some really low scores. So just main thing, trying to stay consistent. You know, golf's a tough game where you could just have just a couple shots on a hole and it could really affect your overall score. And that's kind of what happened to just a couple of our players the other night, which bumped our team average up from Friday night shooting a 185 to a 195 on Monday night. But the good news out of that is we get another opportunity tonight. That's the benefit of it, is we have another two more opportunities to kind of continue to keep getting better.
Throughout practice this week, the Vikings have been working on their green game. Putting is one of the most important aspects of golf, alongside the mid-range game, and HSDW is looking to sway away from three-putting.
So at practice, one thing that really hindered us on Monday night was just our putting. You know, there were times where we're there and two, it's still three putts. So just working on lag putts, deep putts, just making sure we're in the angles right and really trying to read the greens. So we really focused on putting, and then in practice we kind of break it into three groups with the putting and then the mid-range. And then we also like to just kind of play a hole and play a couple balls, just get our feel for that.
The important aspect of being able to read those greens is all about the pin placement. You need to be able to take your time on every putt that you take, especially given the extreme amount of focus you need to have on every putt on the course. With the Vikings having back-to-back home meets coming up, reading the greens will become extensively easier than before.
Yeah, so one thing is pin placement, because that changes even at our home course from week to week. So just getting a feel for that. Like you said, the weather, definitely like our first meet out of the year was the greens were really slow because the moisture affected that. So getting a feel for weather, and then also like I talked about, just not trying to rush at your putts, just making sure that, you know, you have it lined up, and it doesn't always go where you want it to, but at least giving yourself that opportunity.
Drew Lee and Caden Jorgensen are the two young bucks out on the course as sophomores, but have been leading the team all season. Jorgensen shot a 48, while Lee shot a 50 in their last duel against Trainer. They also feature Cash Freeman, who will have a chance to play out on the course on the varsity level tonight.
You know, our younger golfers are doing a really good job. Drew Lee and Caden Jorgensen are two sophomores that are headed our varsity right now. So they're already making leaps and bounds. But then we also have another sophomore, Cash Freeman, that's going to get an opportunity tonight to play. And then Sam Sturm is just a freshman. He's our only freshman. And he's really getting better daily too. He's still in the JV lineup, but in practice, we're seeing great improvements out of him.
HSDW has a home meet today against Missouri Valley, which features one of the top golfers in the region, Jackson Tennis, who has shot a 35 this season and averages 37.75 per 9 holes. They also feature Leighton Mason and Evan White, who average around 42 per average 9 holes. The Big Reds will also be bringing some tough competition to the course coming up this evening.
You know, just to improve from, it's another home meet. I know they weren't satisfied with how they shot Monday night as compared to the Friday previous. So hopefully Friday is our better night. I know our guys, you know, they weren't pleased with, some of them were, but our overall team score. And it's going to be a great competition for some of them that are especially pretty close in scores to see if somebody can bump up in the varsity ranks. So, and I know that we have some good leadership out of our seniors with Nate Jorgensen and Justin Freeman. But then also, like I mentioned, some of our younger guys too that have really stepped up as well.
The Vikings will tee off against the Big Reds today at the Avoca Country View Club at 4 p.m. We will have all the updates, pictures, and final scores of that competition right on our website at westerniowatoday.com. I'm Zach Collins reporting.